here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning me in this morning. We've been doing this for many years, but we're thankful for every Sunday we can come on and come into your homes, your automobiles, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, to tell you, yes, there is truly something to believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. We're so glad for that. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning by doing this song. I've been doing this for many years, and people like it. And it simply says, I got leaving on my mind on this Memorial Day Sunday.
The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time, but all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this old world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving on my mind. You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all.
Well, we'd like to say Happy Memorial Day to you, and we've seen a lot of people come and go in our time, and we're always mindful of those who have come and gone, and they're in a better place today, but we always remember them. I love the slogan, always, never forget, and we never forget them. They're out of sight, but not out of mind. We're thinking about all your loved ones. If I began to mention names, I'd leave out someone, but we're thinking about every one of you. We're so thankful for you. And thankful that you're helping us support the broadcast and keeping it coming in your homes each Sunday morning. So the rain keeps coming, so we keep coming right into your home each Sunday morning with something to believe in. So let's go right now and do this song right here for you. And this one said, casting all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Well, I don't know about you, but I like a song that's got a message. It said, we don't know why we have our problems. We don't understand them, but we can reach out and take a hold of His hand. My father's favorite song was, reach out and take a hold of God's hand. He's glad. I'm glad that I had a father like that. And I know that you had parents who've gone on to be with the Lord. I knew many of them. I was at their service. I buried many of your friends and loved ones. It's a hard thing to give up, but that's what life is all about. Life is sure, but death is certain. So we're glad for that we have a better place to go. And Memorial Day is a day that we never forget. We don't never want to forget those people. We may have had a hard time with them when they were here. People have their own ways and their own actions and everything. And sometimes it puts us in an embarrassing situation, but nevertheless, we love them anyhow, don't we? And I'm so glad that you love me and I love you, and together we stand, divided that we fall. So let's go right now and let Martha do this song for us. And this one says, City Limits of Heaven.
some wonderful day. We're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate.
The city's good.
The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. All our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and times we have cried, not even the house or the body we live in. We'll have to change clothes while on the outside. I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there, and never goodbye.
The city is
good. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill. Someday I will join that heavenly choir.
Yes, sir, one day we'll join that heavenly choir. Heaven is going to be beautiful. It's going to be the most beautiful place we've ever been. The Bible said, I have not seen, ear not heard, nor entered into the heart what God hath in love for them, hath in store for them that love him. I was thinking about two different things. A girl said to her father one day, he had a breath mint in his mouth, and someone told me this yesterday, and I thought about it, and she said, "My, I smell your heart." And, you know, that's good. We can express our feelings and our emotions in many different ways, but I thought that was amazing. I can smell your heart. Now, a little girl, in the mind of a little girl, that's precious, but we can truly have a pure heart and a clean mind. So we're so glad for that. Well, we want to go this morning to Hank Williams, my old friend Hank Williams. And I want to do a song for you right here. And this one says, I dreamed about Mama last night.
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay. Just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, It seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she'd kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. But she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you're grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home, we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night.
Well, I'd like to relate to a thing that happened to me. You know, we live in dreams and past, I think it's very important that we never forget the past, because the past brings us into the future and takes us on into the present and takes us on in to the future. But I want to relate back to when I was at Rock Camp United Methodist Church pastoring. Lisa, God bless your heart. Lisa would always run out and meet me on the parking lot and get my Bible. And I always wondered if she'd lose my notes or anything, but Lisa seemed to just wrap herself right around you. But Lisa had a problem, and God bless her heart, and her mom and dad took care of her, brother and sister Winfrey, they take good care of her. But Lisa never bothered you. She just, but she'd go around saying, where you going? Where you going? And it never bothered us. I mean, we got used to that in the church, and the choir would be singing. She'd get up in the choir, and she'd decide to say, well, where are you going? And she'd just get up and go down in the congregation or whatever. But anyhow, I never realized it until one day I happened to think she's preaching the greatest sermon that we could ever hear. Hey, the greatest sermon. I preached some good sermons there, I thought. But when she said, where are you going, that just kind of drove home to me one day when her mother passed away very early in the morning. I went to see her, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was called to their bedside, and she passed away. And when I walked in the house, Lisa was going through the house saying, where you going? Where you going? Well, that's when it dawned on me that Lisa was preaching a great sermon. Where you going? Where you going? And I'd like to ask you this morning, where you going? Where will you be when you get where you going? Where have you set your goals for? You know, the Bible said we press toward the mark of the high calling, not looking behind, but looking forward. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And the Bible tells us that we must fight the good fight of faith. I have a preacher friend of mine who's passed on now, but he wrote in a book one time and gave it to me. And in that book, he said, be a good soldier of the cross. And he signed it Ron Maley. Well, Ron passed on to be with the Lord, but what a great saying that was. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And, you know, that's very important in our life. I said to Brother Meadows one day, he was my pastor, senior pastor, and I assisted him and many years ago. And I said to Brother Floyd one day, I said, Brother Floyd, when we go on, I want you to preach, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith. He said, well, Brother Tommy, I want you to do the very same thing. So when Brother Floyd passed on to be with the Lord, I stood with boldness and preached his funeral, and I preached on, I have fought a good fight, I have kept the faith. Hey, my friend, we're in a warfare. And a lot of people do not realize that. We fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against powers and principalities of powers in this day and time in wickedness in high places. And we're fighting more every day with sin. Sin is on the rampage. It goes about destroying, seeking whom he may devour. And today on this Memorial Day Sunday, I say to you that we need to remember those who fought the good fight of faith, who kept the faith, and henceforth there is a crown of righteousness laid up for him. And I thank God that Paul went a little bit farther in that sermon and said, not only me, but you also. And today there is a crown laid up for us somewhere in heaven. One day we'll go to a place called heaven. I said at Duke University many years ago, and the instructor said that morning, said, we're going to find out where heaven really is. Well, that was a startling statement to me. I thought I knew where heaven was, but as he began to digress and dissect the scripture, I found out that I wasn't certain. I thought I was, but anyhow, one boy spoke up and said, well, the Bible said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am there you may be also. And he said, that's heaven. And the instructor came back and said, it is. And that startled me that he would feel that way when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And this good brother's come back and he said, sure, that place is heaven. And the instructor said, well, the Bible doesn't say it was heaven. It said it was a place. And I just reached over and punched him. I said, you might as well be still. I said, this guy don't even believe there is a heaven. Well, he believed in heaven, but he didn't take it word for word and like a lot of people take it today. But there is a place laid up for us. He said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you to where I am, there ye may be also. And I believe there is a place called heaven. If there is no heaven, then my preaching is in vain, Paul said. If there is no resurrection, then my preaching is in vain. Why would I spend my time on radio? You spend your money on this radio broadcast and me preach the gospel to people, get them saved, get them ready for heaven, if there is no heaven. But Paul said the resurrection is true. And if there be no resurrection, then my preaching is in vain. And today, I say to you, there is a resurrection morning. There comes a time when the dead in Christ shall rise again, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord. And I like the words that he said in the next chapter, comfort one another with these sayings. And I'm glad today that I can say to you, yes, there is a place called heaven. And if you and I be true to God, confess our sin, and believe that God is able and he will reward us one day and give us a place called heaven, we will sit with him in heavenly places. And today I say to you on this Memorial Day Sunday, there is a heaven. There is a place to go. And when Lisa went around saying, where are you going? I asked you that question this morning. Where are you going and where will you be when you get where you're going? Have you set your goals? Have you set your sights on a better place? Why, this old world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And today I'm glad that I can report to you that heaven is real. And we can go to a place called heaven. And we can have what God said is ours this morning.
I was walking in Savannah, past a church decayed and dim, when slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn. And my sympathy awakened and a wonder quickly grew, till I found myself environed in a little colored pew. Out front a colored couple sat in sorrow nearly while. On the altar was a casket, and in the casket was a child. I could picture him while living, curly hair, protruding lips. I'd seen perhaps 1,000 in my hurried southern trips. Rose a sad old colored preacher from his little wooden desk, with a manner sort of awkward and countenance grotesque. The simplicity and shrewdness in his Ethiopian face showed the wisdom and ignorance of a crushed, undying race. And he said, "Now don't be weeping for this pretty bit of clay. For the little boy who lived there is done gone and run away. He was doing very finely and he appreciates your love. But his sure enough father wanted him in that big house up above. The Lord didn't give you that baby by no 100,000 miles. He just think you need some sunshine and he lent it for a while. And he let you keep and love it till your hearts was bigger grown. And these silver tears you're shedding now is just interest on the loan. Just think, my poor dear Mona's creeping long on sorrow's way. What a blessed picnic this year baby got today. Your good fathers and good mothers crowd the little fella around in the angels' tender garden of the big plantation ground. And his eyes, they brightly sparkle at the pretty things he view. But a tear came and he whispered, 'I want my parents too.' But then the angels' chief musician teach that little boy a song. Says if only they be faithful, they'll soon be coming long. So my poor detached mourners, let your hearts with Jesus rest. And don't go to criticizing the one what knows the best. He have give us many comforts, he's got the right to take away. To the Lord be praised in glory forever, let us pray."
Our fathers, we come to close the broadcast today. We pray for unseen audience. We thank you. The people have stood with us. They've held our hands up. They've helped us financially. They prayed for us. And Lord, we need your prayers more than I do to continue this radio ministry, to continue our ministry. We need the help and the support of the people. But we pray that you will touch their hearts and God, give them something to believe in. And Lord, if they're downhearted and brokenhearted, we pray that you'll bind up the brokenhearted, set at liberty those who've been bruised and bound. Touch and deliver today by the words that we say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. We want you to pray for us, stand with us financially as we continue this radio ministry. This radio ministry is very important to a lot of people. We don't know who is listening and where they're listening, but we're just thankful that the Holy Spirit takes every word we say into the hearts of the people. So we thank you today. Maybe you've never written to us. Maybe you've never helped us financially. Well, if you feel impressed to do that, we would certainly appreciate it. I've been called everything. I've been called a bumming preacher and everything else, but I'll do anything and everything to win souls for Jesus Christ. So we're thankful today for you, and we wish you a happy and happy and prosperous, glorious day today. We pray you'll go to church this morning and enjoy the blessings and the presence of Almighty God. I want to start a song here for you. I don't know how much of it I'll get into, but I want to do this one for you. And this one says, "Look for Me."
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view after you. For I will be there.
we thank you for listening today. Sound right to us. Help us financially if you can, but pray for us most of all. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.